Trouble yourselves no further. Pray you hasten your generals after.
Sir, Mark Antony will e'en but kiss Octavia, and we'll follow.
Till I shall see you in your soldier's dress, which will become you both. Farewell.
We shall, as I conceive the journey, be at the mount before you, Lepidus.
Your way is shorter. My purpose is to draw me much about. You'll win 2 days upon me.
Sir, good success.
Success.
Farewell.
Give me some music. Music, moody food of us that trade in love.
The music, ho!
Music!
Let it alone. Let's do billiards. Come, Charmian.
My arm is sore. Best play with Mardian.
As will a woman with an eunuch played as with a woman. Come, you'll play with me, sir.
As well as I can, madam.
And when goodwill is showed, though it come too short, the actor may plead pardon. I'll none now. Give me mine angle. Wheel to the river. There, my music playing far off, I will betray tawny finned fishes. My bended hook shall pierce their slimy jaws, and as I draw them up, I'll think them every one an Antony, and say, aha, you're caught.
Oh, 'twas merry when you waited on your angling, when your diver did hang a soft fish on his hook, which he with fervency drew up.
That time! Oh, times I laughed him out of patience. And that night I laughed him into patience. And next morn, ere the ninth hour, I drunk him to his bed. Then put my tires and mantles on him, whilst I wore his sword philippan.
Madam.
Oh, from Italy, rain thou thy fruitful tidings in mine ears that long time have been barren.
Madam. Madam.
Antonio's dead. Thou say so, villain, thou killst thy mistress. But well and free, if thou so yield him, there is gold. And here my bluest veins to kiss. A hand that kings have lipped and trembled kissing.
First, madam, he is well.
Why, there's more gold. But, sirrah, mark. We used to say the dead are well. Bring to that the gold I give thee will I melt and pour down thine ill-uttering throat. Well, go to, I will, but there's no goodness in thy face. If Antony be free and healthful, so tartar favour to trumpet such good tidings. Not well, thou shouldst come like a fury crowned with snakes, not like a formal man.
Please you hear me.
I have a mind to strike thee ere thou speak'st. Yet if thou say Antony lives, is well, or friends with Caesar, or not captive to him, I'll set thee in a shower of gold, and hail rich pearls upon thee.
Madam, is well.
Well said.
And friends with Caesar.
Thou art an honest man.
Caesar and he are greater friends than ever.
Make thee a fortune from me.
But yet, madam.
I do not like but yet. It does allay the good proceedings. Fie upon, but yet is as a jailer to bring forth some monstrous malefactor. Prithee, friend, pour out the pack of matter to mine ear, the good and bad together. He's friends with Caesar, in state of health thou sayest, and thou sayest free.
Free, madam, no, I made no such report. He's bound to Octavia.
For what good turn?
For the best turn in the bed.
I am pale, Charmian.
He's married to Octavia.
A most infectious pestilence upon thee!
Good madam, patience!
What say you, heaven's horrible villain? Thou hast burned thine eyes like coals before me! I don't hear thy head! Thou shalt be whipped with fire and stewed in brine! Smarting in lingering pickle!
Gracious madam, either to bring the news, make not the match!
Say it is not so. A province I will give thee and make thy fortunes proud. The blow thou hast shall make thy peace for moving me to rage, and I will boot thee with what gift beside thy modesty can beg.
He's married, madam.
Rogue, thou hast lived too long!
Nay, then I run. What mean you, madam? I have made no fault.
Good madam, keep yourself within yourself. The man is innocent.
Some innocence scape not the thunderbolt. Melt Egypt into Nile and kindly creatures. Turn all to serpents. Call the slave again. Oh, I'm mad. I will not bite him. Call!
He is feared to come.
I will not hurt him. These hands do lack nobility that they strike a meaner than myself, since I myself have given myself the cause. Come hither, sir. Though it be honest, it is never good to bring bad news. Give to a gracious message a host of tongues, but let ill tidings tell themselves when they be felt. Is he married? I cannot hate thee worse than I do if thou again say yes.
He's married.
Oh, the gods confound thee. Dost thou hold there still?
Should I lie, man?
Oh, I would thou didst so, half my Egypt was submerged and made a cistern for scaled snakes. Go, get thee hence. Hadst thou Narcissus in thy face to me, thou wouldst appear most ugly. He is married. He is married!
Take no offense that I would not offend you. To punish me for what you make me do seems much unequal. He's married to Octavia.
Oh, that his fault should make a knave of thee that art not what thou art sure of. Get thee hence. The merchandise which thou hast brought from Rome are all too dear for me. Lie they upon thy hand and be undone by them.
Good, your highness, patience.
In praising Antony, I have dispraised Caesar.
Many times, madam.
I'm paid for it now. Oh, lead me from hence, I faint. Oh, Arus, Charmian. Oh, it is no matter. Oh, go to the fellow, good Alexis. Bid him report the feature of Octavia, her years, her inclination. Let him not leave out the color of her hair. Bring me word, quickly. Forever go. Let him not. Charmian. Though he be painted one way like a Gorgon, the other way is a Mars. Bid you, Alexis, bring me word how tall she is. Pity me, Charmian. But do not speak to me. Lead me to my chamber.